Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. Thank you for tuning in. I know I have some faithful subscribers with me, and I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all tuning in. And if you really want to support, go sign up for my email list to get that new mommy self-care checklist. And you will get inspiration emails from me, exclusive tips, exclusive offers, deals, all the things that you need to get through this postpartum transition. But with that said, let's get into it. So today's episode is talking about not faking it till you make it, because we don't believe in that mentality. Because let me tell you why. And today we have a special guest with us. We got baby with us, so you might hear him a little bit. Because he doesn't want to take his nap, but we're going to get this podcast done. So, yes. So, today we're talking about the not faking it till you make it. Because it's not a way to live. Because then you are not depending on God to fulfill you and bless you when he is ready. So, you don't want to act like you have something before he blesses you with it. Because it's not always the best way to go. And we're going to talk more about that. And as I was preparing this episode for you guys, after I wrote out everything, I stumbled across the scripture, and I wanted to bless you guys with this. And hopefully you guys can hear me well. I don't sound too far away, but if I do, let me know. The scripture is, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Philippians 2:3, NLT version. This reminds me of being selfless with your actions and to check your heart posture on why you are doing specific things. Is it for your own good or to help others, or are you trying to do it for God's glory? Because sometimes we get caught up on what we desire in our life, yet we are not doing it for the right reasons. So sometimes we're too focused on self and we forget to do things that we need to do to help others. And let me tell you something, that doesn't mean you don't take care of yourself. It just means making sure that you do things for the right reasons. Because when you fill yourself up, you can take care of others. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to take care of other people? Because you're not going to be in that right headspace. And let me tell you, if Jesus can have alone time and pray and do the things that he needs to do to fill himself up, you can do the same. Okay? So don't let anybody tell you different. That's my favorite thing. That's what I remind myself, especially as a mom, because oftentimes, you know, we're like, yes, we have to put ourselves on a back burner so that we can take care of our children. But that's not true, because if you are burned out, you're overwhelmed, you're frustrated, that's going to show on your children. You're going to be frustrated with them. You're going to be short with them, especially like in the moments that you're overstimulated. Like it's not fun. And it's not fun for your children when you're in that state of mind. So making sure that you take care of yourself, always be kind to yourself and others, think of them. It doesn't necessarily mean that everyone is better than you, but to think of others, not just for yourself. Because when you think of everyone in the reflection of God, they're made in God's image, it's going to help you build a better community where no one's looking down on each other, but sharing the esteem of who you are. Because everybody is made in God's image, and that's why you should love others like you love yourself. So take care of yourself. I wanted to tell you that. Because I believe you should be real about where you are. Then you move forward to plan where you want to be. That's how we're talking about that fake it till you make it mentality. Like, it's not there. Because you have to believe in where you are. And that's how you move forward to plan where you want to be. But use that guide. Just know you can change and be open to change when it does happen. And just know that it's possible to get where you want to be, but you don't want to fake it. that you're not there. It's not fun. And most of all, like, it's not authentic. You want people to be able to look at you and be like, I see her. Like, I see the true her. She's authentic. She's loved. And she enjoys the process of life. And she's present. Because when you're present, that's where you can make those memories instead of trying to get to the next thing. It also reminds me of another scripture. I'm just dropping scriptures on y'all today. So in this scripture, it's from Proverbs 13:7. It says, one person pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another person pretends to be poor yet has great wealth. I'm going to read it to you again. One person pretends to be rich yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor yet has great wealth. What does that mean to you? Because when I hear that, it talks about how we have to have the humility to tell people, not even to tell people, but just to be where you are and just be open to changes and knowing that when you acknowledge where you are, God can get you higher up than if you're acting like you're somewhere you're not. Because I know I used to tell myself, fake it until you make it, girl. And I was not happy because it wasn't me. That just wasn't my mentality. And I never could figure out why, you know, like when you work somewhere, they're like, fake it till you make it, put a smile on your face, and then you'll feel better. And it's like, it's not always that case. Sometimes you have to go through it and not even cover it up. Because I feel like when you fake it till you make it, it's like you're putting a blanket over a hole. Like you could still fall back into it versus if you put the sand back over into the hole, and then you're gonna have it where you can keep moving forward. You're not gonna step into it. I hope that makes sense for y'all, but that's something I thought about with it. Because when I had my first son, I didn't know at the time, but I wasn't in the best state of mind. I was depressed. I would just put a smile on and get dressed, like everything was put together, when I was really screaming internally and I was burnt out. It's like, I need a break. I was working and I was going from like 6 in the morning to like 7 p.m. And then I would come home with my son and feed him during the night. And it was just a lot. And at the time, I didn't know, like, this isn't normal. This isn't me. But as time went, I'm like, okay, girl, like, you got to do something different. But yeah, when you take that plastic layer away, you begin to heal and learn how to overcome it so that you can actually be happy. Yes, I had to shift things in my life to get there, but now I'm even happier than I was when I first started my healing journey on not faking it, okay? I am in a state of mind where I'm just like truly happy, and you can see that from me internally and externally, because what you have internally shows externally. So if you're not happy, it's going to show. You may not see it, but others can. So I want you to ask yourself, what in your life has you wearing a mask to cover up what actually is going on? What do you need to sit and dissect? What do you need to work through? And sometimes, what do you need to prepare for? Because if you want to get somewhere, how are you going to get there? That's what you need to ask yourself, especially as moms. Like, oftentimes, you know, we forget about who we are, but I want you to remember who you are. And I want you to even rediscover who you are if you need that as well. And take that mask off. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to go through the season. And if you're not happy in that season, try and figure out why so that you can be happy and present in that season. Because every season is temporary. So if you're struggling in motherhood, don't let people around you make it seem like you should keep it together or act like you were enjoying the season. But instead, seek help and guidance so you may flourish and heal through a season to learn how to be happy. Like, I have something cooking up for my subscribers on my email list. So make sure you subscribe, because I want moms to thrive in motherhood. I want you to know that you are still a woman outside of being a mom, outside of being a wife. Whatever else you are in your life, I have something for y'all. So just stay tuned for that. But I want to tell y'all how I took off my mask and how I don't even wear it anymore. Like, I'm more authentic. I'm more honest, even with myself. And that's how I'm a better mom. I'm honest with how I am being a wife, and I'm a better wife for that, and a better woman, because I'm constantly growing and I'm constantly going through what I'm doing instead of trying to jump over it or act like it's not there. So the first thing is to seek someone trustworthy. Let them in on how you are feeling and what you're struggling with. It can be a therapist, your partner, a trusted friend. I know for me, it's my husband. He is someone I can talk to unfiltered, and he listens with understanding, not judgment. And y'all, the best part is, plus he doesn't always try to fix the problem. He's not listening, trying to like, oh, this is what you need to do. He's like being an active listener for understanding. He wants me to be happy. He wants to do those things, but he doesn't unless he feels he could help in that way. So you're not always able to solve problems for others. Sometimes you just have to be there for them, and they have to work through it. And that's what he does for me. He allows me to work through those things. And when I do need help, he can help. And when he knows that I do need help, I'm not asking, he steps in. And that's the great part about it. Yeah, that's my personal shout out to him if he listens to this episode. Because here's an example. This is a real example that happened the other night. I was so sleep deprived, y'all. I was overwhelmed. Then I felt like I was in the trenches alone, like baby didn't want to go to sleep. And I was exhausted. And I just felt like I was alone. But in reality, I wasn't. But I was so upset and frustrated that I started to cry. But I had to shift my mindset from my inner critic to knowing that I have God with me. And he sent me a helpmate who is my husband. And so what I had to do was be honest. And I was telling him how I was feeling. And I told him, you know, I was tired. But when we had that conversation, he stayed up with me and we were hanging out. And it's been cool since. And I know that I wasn't alone. And just him being there is what I needed. You know, sometimes you just want somebody to be there with you during that time. And not, you know, never know. I don't know if it's y'all like that for y'all. Like, sometimes just sitting there is more valuable than, you know, not being there. Because I could have told him, like, yeah, I'm good. Like, you know, we're good during nighttime. But no, I know nighttime's not fun for me all the time. So I had to be honest. I'd rather have him with me during that time instead of trying to fake it and do it alone. My second thing that I've been doing that helps with this journey is praying and worshiping God. It will strip you of yourself and fill you with the Holy Spirit so that you can gain inner strength and peace from within to focus more on God. And it helps you not focus on your circumstances. It minimizes that. Oftentimes, we try to do things with our own strength. But let me tell you, some days I only have 10% in the tank. And I know I have to depend on God to make it, especially having my Energizer Bunny toddler and the baby who's still learning and adapting outside of womb. And I just make sure that I have that quiet time, but also carry God with me during the day through worship music, scripture, meditation, constant prayer. Like, you have to have that connection with him. It makes it so much better. And just meditating on scripture, because that word is living. And if you need some scriptures, let me know. I love to share some with you guys. And the last one that really gets me through is journaling. I spend time with myself to dive deep into what I need for myself. And I actually plan around that. So I know for me personally, I need time alone. I need sleep. I want to exercise. And it helps me show up for everyone around me and then acknowledge where I am so that I can make progress towards where I'm going. It's not an ongoing, oh, one day I do it, another day. No, like, it has to be consistent so that I can be consistent with those around me and know where I am. And also, just, you want to know where you are in life. You don't want to think you're happy and you're not happy, or you want to think you're sad and you're in a really good place. Like, you want to be able to acknowledge those things. So, let me be honest, though. It's not easy doing the work. But it will allow you to be present and have gratitude, even if you are in a tough season, so that when you overcome it, you'll give God the glory and help someone who is in the same position in the future. Because, y'all, we're authentic around here, because that's how you get the strength you need to keep going. Because you don't want to always be the strong person. You want someone to be able to see that you are also human. You're not a superwoman. You know, I don't want to be superwoman, because I'm just like, no. Like, I know I need help. I couldn't do this on my own, especially parenting. Parenting is not meant to be alone. And with that said, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. I know it was a little longer. Hopefully y'all could hear me well. And until next time, but remember, be sure to get that new mom self-care checklist in my bio on Instagram so that you can begin that healing journey pouring into yourself consistently. It's nothing like pouring into you daily so you can rediscover who you are and charge up each day. You give out so much of you, so why not pour that love back into yourself as well? I can't wait to share with y'all with what I'm working on, but stay tuned, sign up, get that guide so that you can get these exclusive emails that I send out. And it's not the same messages that I put in my podcast, so y'all don't copy what I put in the podcast into the email or vice versa. Like, I give y'all fresh content. But I love y'all, and I can't wait to see y'all subscribe to this email list. All right, till next time.